There's renewed hope that there may be a cure for type 1 diabetes after success in human trials involving pig cells. In New Zealand and Europe, more than a dozen humans have had pig cells transplanted into their bodies to control diabetes. So far, two patients have been able to stop using insulin altogether, and the trial is now being considered in Australia. Bridget Glanville reports from Auckland.
54-year-old Michael Hellier has had type 1 diabetes since he was a child. 14 years ago, he was the first man in the world to have pig cells transplanted into his pancreas. The cells were designed to mimic the body's natural production of insulin.
At its best, peak performance, my cells were producing 30% of my requirement. Now, what that means is if you can reduce your insulin dose by 30%, your chances of having a terrible low blood sugar episode are much diminished.
The cells continued to work inside Michael Hellier's body for 9 years. As the first human to be trialled, the number of cells transplanted was very small, but some of the more recent transplant patients have been able to stop using insulin altogether. Professor Bob Elliott is a researcher with Living Cell Technologies.
We transplanted some of those patients up to three times without any problems. Rather to our delight, we got more success in terms of efficacy than we expected. In fact, a couple of people came off, out of the eight that we did, a couple came off insulin for varying periods of time, up to many, many months.
Type 1 diabetes affects 30 million people worldwide. Professor Bob Elliott and his team of researchers hopes this could be a cure.
But what we're more interested in, sort of as a shorter term objective, is to improve diabetes control.
There has been concern, though, that this treatment could result in the transmission of a particular virus from pigs to humans. It caused Australian authorities to place a ban on pig cell transplants, but that ban has now been lifted. Professor Bob Elliott explains why.
The pigs used must be free of any disease which is capable of being transmitted to man. By good fortune, we lit upon a herd of pigs that had been abandoned in a sub-Antarctic island some 200 years ago. And in that 200 years, they have lost any form of infection capable of being transmitted to man. So the pigs we used are derived from those. They're not currently housed in that island. They're housed in a very special containment facility which keeps that nice, pristine, infection-free, bug-free status.
With no moratorium in place, Living Cell Technologies hopes to conduct more human trials in Australia by the end of the year. This is Bridget Glanville in Auckland reporting for AM.